The Little Raccoon. The little raccoon lived with his friends, the beaver, the skunk, the bison, and the grizzly bear, on a large river in North America. They had known each other since they were young and had had a lot of fun playing together, sometimes all day long. One day, when the grizzly had just caught a fish, the raccoon noticed his own reflection in the river. He was shocked because he had never before seen himself. He called to the grizzly bear.
"I'm not as brown as you, or the bison, or the beaver, and I do not have nice markings like the skunk does."
He looked down at himself and saw only gray. What a boring color. And then these stripes on his bushy tail. They looked all washed out. The raccoon became saddened by all this and retreated into his den. The grizzly bear did not know what to do. He became worried and called over all the raccoon's friends, who came running straight away.
"The raccoon is sad. He has seen his reflection in the water and does not like himself anymore, and he is now retreated into his den."
"But he has such funny and alert eyes,"
said the skunk.
"And such a wonderfully fluffy, bushy tail,"
added the beaver. The friends went to the raccoon's home and called.
"Come on, raccoon. There is no need to be sad. You are unique. We can't all look the same. The beaver has huge teeth. And look at the bison with his horns and enormous body. Or the skunk, who really creates quite a stink when he is mad. And my nose is far too big, and my eyes are far too small for my face,"
growled the grizzly. The other animals all nodded in agreement. Meanwhile, the raccoon had come out of his den and looked at the others' flaws.
"We're all different, and that's a good thing, dear raccoon. Otherwise, we would all be the same, and we could not tell each other apart,"
said the skunk, stroking the raccoon. The raccoon shook his head.
"You have the most beautiful fur of all, skunk, and I would love to have fur like yours, rather than mine with all these stupid stripes."
The raccoon went back into his den and stayed there. The friends had to think of something to cheer him up. The bison then came up with an idea.
"What if we disguise ourselves as raccoons? Then our friend will see that we like him just as he is. I have white chalk we can use to paint lines on our tails."
"And I have gray clay left over from building my dam,"
said the beaver, and set off immediately to fetch it. All went to fetch something so they could dress up like a raccoon. A little bit later, they met again and helped each other with their disguises. The nimble skunk painted stripes on the other's tails with his chalk, and the beaver rubbed the gray mud onto their fur. Now they all looked a little bit like raccoons. They lined up in front of the den of the raccoon, who was still sad.
"We have a surprise for you,"
cried the beaver into the den. The raccoon was now curious and, ever so slowly, came out of his burrow. His friends looked almost like him.
"Look how pretty we are with our striped tails and gray fur."
The raccoon looked at his friends and began to grin.
"You look pretty silly. Those colors and stripes aren't for you. They look best on me."
But the raccoon became aware that he was what he was, and that his fur and his stripes made him something special. He took his friends by the paws and laughed.
"Thank you. You are the best. Now we will have a water fight and clean your fur so you once again will look like you should."
They all ran to the river, jumped in, splashed each other with water, and swam for hours. They then realized that they were totally soaked from all the splashing and playing in the water, but they all looked like their normal selves. The bison was a bison. The beaver, a beaver. The grizzly bear, a grizzly bear. And the skunk, a skunk. The chalk and the clay were all washed off. Splashing and swimming about does make one hungry. The friends sat on the bank of the river, drying their fur in the sun. They took out the delicious snacks they had brought and sat back and relaxed. How nice it was to know that one had friends, and how nice that they were all a bit different, and that each one of them was special and unique in his own way.